Everybody stand by. Industry is in the house. Here he is, the controversial but legendary BDP. Make way for the king. Another Mike and Mike production. In 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 0.
Are we on? We're on.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Welcome to the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, episode 333. Recorded live at Mike and Mike Productions Castle in Deltona, Florida. The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, the show where two guys share their passion for cigars, business, and life. Join Mike the King Stepan Kevich and his co-host Mike Sir BDP Palmer as they talk about the latest cigars news, reviews, jousting, and interview some of the most influential people in the cigar industry. And me, I'm their engineer, sound tech, Squire Phil.
Squire.
Whether you're a seasoned aficionado or a knight of the realm, this podcast is for you. So sit back and light up the smokes. Here we go.
I don't care. It's funny. I think it's funny. Okay. Oh, okay. He did figure it out. Welcome to the Cigar Hustler Podcast, a show brought to you commercial free, but a massive shout out to our amazing patrons on Patreon. Thank you to your unwavering support. We're able to deliver unfiltered, unbiased opinions on all things cigars and personalities in the cigar world. Your backing makes it possible for us to keep it real for our listeners. Cheers to you. If you'd like to become a Patreon member, go to www.patreon.com and search A Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
There you go.
Make sure to do the A. So we're obviously have a new set upgrade.
We're in a transitional period right now.
Yes.
Wow. We're working on some things.
It looks very nice for all you people not watching the video.
What do you think?
I think it looks good.
I missed the extra height on the chair. Apparently, I used to rest my head on it. Oh. I didn't even notice.
For Palmer, this is going to be an adjustment.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I don't do well with new.
You got to keep mixing it up a little bit, you know?
Oh, we haven't upgraded the set in 2-3 years. So, yeah, it was time.
Has it been three years?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it's been about three.
I mean, the show's going on its 7th year.
It's our 6th year.
We're in our 6th year now, but we'll start 7 in like June or something.
Oh. Wow.
So.
Jesus. That's sad.
Why is that sad?
Because it doesn't make us any money.
Because you won't let us take ads.
That's right, goddammit, I won't.
We just went over this. We're ad-free. It says right here on the clipboard.
Palmer, can we do like a shell company? That way Mikey doesn't see it and then we get the ads money, and then we can have money to buy things here.
But we need more patrons.
I could add the ads and you wouldn't know.
We need more patrons of the Patreon.
Yes, these are very nice chairs.
Yeah, yes. These aren't bad. I like this.
They are nice.
Who do you think is going to burn the chair the first thing?
Mikey.
I think so too. He almost burned it when we were setting up.
First of all, you hardly smoke when we podcast.
I have too much going on. That is true. What hand would I be smoking with?
Well, now you don't have a lot.
Yeah, well, so statistically speaking.
Right.
If I'm always smoking and you're not, who's going to burn the fucking chair?
Good point.
Right.
Right. Right.
Wow, even the legs are gold. You can't see it on the camera, but.
Oh, yes. Golden chair legs.
Yeah. We tried making some different alterations with the cameras as well, hoping that we get a little better picture quality. But the upgrades for the cameras are coming. It's going to happen.
In year 12.
When we get the ads.
No.
Why don't we just take ads long enough to pay for the cameras and then just kick them out? I'll say this is the best cigar we've ever smoked. We haven't say what it is yet.
All we got to do is just charge what, you know, Garofalo charges or something.
Yeah, we just need an initial deposit.
We just need one big one.
Yeah, 1 year.
All we need. 1 year.
$18,000.
Did you charge? I thought it was that high.
Well, it's up there.
Wow.
Allegedly.
We're on the wrong show.
Yeah, what are we doing?
We're on the wrong show. It's going to take me a little bit to get comfortable in the chair. I got to figure out how I sit.
That's okay. You accumulate.
You're going to move the whole time anyway.
I know. I'm going to fidget and move. It's so weird.
Why is it weird? Mikey looks comfortable.
I'm good to go.
Oh, he's going to take a nap halfway through the show.
I love this.
Yeah. I do like this.
Yeah.
I like this better.
Because now I can see you direct.
Right. There's nothing in the way.
Yeah. I can see your beautiful face.
There's no metal gridiron thing between us or something.
Yeah.
But it's just how to...
You're just worried about your gut, bro.
No,
don't worry about it. It's okay.
My back hurts today.
Just kind of let it out.
I'm not worried about the gut at this point. My back hurts today, so it's hard to get... Yeah, it's hard to get comfortable.
It's hard to get comfortable?
Yes.
Okay.
You look comfortable.
Do you need Tylenol?
I'm fine. No, no.
You know what's mad?
Oh, that would have been nice if I would have thought of that beforehand. Take it now. It's not going to be in effect till after the show.
Maybe we put like a little massage thing back there for you.
You know, my chair that was here before, it did massage.
Did you have it massaged during the show?
No, I used to use it beforehand because it made noise.
Oh.
So.
Not anymore for you, sir.
No.
That's gone.
Well, I can sit out there and sit in. Because that'll be my desk in the other room. What?
Then I'll just be talking to myself. I'll have to look at Phil.
No, I meant before the show. When I'm in pre-show.
You can prep yourself?
Yes, I put on show your makeup. Put on my makeup. Well, your wife did mention you were going to be needing that soon.
I have needs, Palmer.
I understand.
I have needs.
I understand.
Well, we spent all the money on the chair, so there's no makeup right now.
We're going to spend.
You're going to do your own makeup.
We're going to spend money on cameras.
And you got to buy it at Walmart when you get it.
The chairs weren't that expensive.
No, they weren't too terribly bad. Yeah.
So.
And the tables were, frankly, they paid us to take the tables.
Yeah, they're like, please just take these tables.
Right.
Yeah.
They're on sale.
Yeah, right. Need another one. So
yeah, another day.
So did you cut the grass this weekend?
Actually, I did squeeze it in on Sunday. Because phew. What else am I going to do it if I don't do it on the weekend?
We
I
need can't you do to talk about week. Some. So yeah, you need to cut the grass. Yeah,
you got to cut the grass.
Well, we had a very busy week. It was Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
One of Adrian's Alex, her son, the oldest son, came with his fiance.
Oh, he the showed
weekend.
Up.
Yeah, he spent the weekend. Good. We spent Saturday with mom. Took her to lunch over in Mount Dora, and then Sunday we went to church, and then we took Adrian to lunch in downtown Deland for Mother's Day.
Nice. Very nice.
Right. So as they were packing and cleaning up and having their last minute, you know, I said, well, I'm going to go cut the grass.
And you went to church?
Yes. We went to church. Yeah, we always go to church.
Are you active security yet for
church? No, I have to take a class.
So we're going. Oh.
Yeah. Not a security class. It's its other class. I don't understand. I asked her, why am I taking this class?
Christ in you.
No, it's called steps. It's how they get to know you.
They want to get your credit card information is what they're trying to do.
No.
That's exactly how this tier system works.
Yeah, they want to bill you for the security.
I was asking her last night, why am I going to this class? It's not like security class.
Make sure you bring a wallet.
So you're definitely doing it. You're confirmed?
No, I don't know. I don't know how much time it's going to consume. I don't want to have to go to every service Saturday night and Sunday.
Why not? Yeah. You have nothing to do anyway. Come on.
I got to cut the grass.
Yeah, well, who else is going to cut the grass?
Who's going to cut the grass if I'm gone all day at church on Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, you better let her know the grass can get long if you got to start doing this other thing.
Three services on
What's
Sunday.
What's it pay?
Two. I don't think it pays. But the important thing is it doesn't cost me money.
So it's free?
Oh, they don't pass the plate in front of you is what you're saying.
Well, they don't pass the plate anyway. There's a scanner code on the screen. Nobody passes the plate.
Why don't you ask the hard questions?
Yeah, come on.
That's why I'm going to the thing.
How much do I get?
I'm not getting paid. I'm pretty sure there's nobody getting
then
paid.
Then I'm out. Then I'm fucking out.
I don't know. It might be fun to do.
Listen.
Might make new friends.
Oh, look, I have subjected you to free labor for years, and they are not taking my golden goose. Fuck that.
They're absolutely not taking advantage.
They knew what they were going to get.
They heard about the free work.
So we heard you've been working at Cigar Hustle for the past decade for free. And
They watched the show.
We would like in.
Yeah, we heard that you built a production company from scratch pretty much all by yourself as far as handling all editing and videos and audio. So
you did come down when I opened the first chair.
I did.
And then left.
I took a call. It's not like I'm just sitting on my ass spinning in a chair fucking doing twisters.
I understand that.
You know, somebody calls
me. You came in bright and early today. I was all excited.
I was. I'm ready to go. I'm ready and fired up. So here I am.
So you guys went to a hotel or something again?
We did.
Right?
We did. Well, listen. There's a lot of fuckery going on in the Stepankevich household right now. I'm going to tell you right now.
Why is there a lot of fuckery?
So we had our football games on Friday night.
Right.
And that went well. For the Bucks, the 5-6, the 1-2 team. I just cannot get these kids to function.
These are the younger kids.
Yeah, they're just not. I got to keep working with them.
Right.
It sucks because we got one more week.
Mold them into men.
Yeah, we got one.
Only one more week?
Yeah.
Oh, molding's over.
Well, you hope.
Yeah, it's pizza party time.
You hope that some of these things,
orange slices and pizzas.
I hope that some of the lessons I learned, like, it'll go carry on with them, right? And you've seen some of them develop, but I have a lot of new kids, and like one new kid in particular, he was nervous. We're getting our ass kicked, and he's like, "I don't want to do defense." I said, "Okay, well, if you don't want to do defense anymore, then you're not doing offense. You can just sit on the sidelines for the rest of the game.
Oh, and play with your watch."
And he's like, "I'll stay." I'm like, "Okay, good choice."
Do you think because you have like your age groups are close, but they're different, you know, like you've got like a breaking age, basically. Like,
yeah, there's a big difference.
Do you think you have expectations for the smaller, for the little guys?
No, that's not the case.
Not a lot of numbers between the two ages. There is a big difference.
I think that here's the difference. I think that there are kids that are athletic, right?
right?
That they
naturally athletic. Yeah,
well, I wouldn't even say I wouldn't even say that. I would say that they're probably more outgoing at recess. They probably, you know, they have a little bit more confidence,
right,
with themselves, and because of that, that conveys onto a sport team. Right?
Okay,
right.
I got you.
And then there's the 1-2 pats that it's just a lot of these kids. They aren't confident. They're not very athletic.
Right.
You know, make sure it's good. Are you good?
No, my back's killing me.
They aren't confident. They aren't very athletic. Right. And they can get there. They're still so young. Right. They just have to start kind of believing in themselves.
Right.
And, you know, I have some kids that are, they know when they're making mistakes. Like, oh, I messed that up. And here's what I did wrong. I'm like, yeah. So, like, you know all of the mistakes you're making. Right. I don't understand.
So why are you doing them?
Yeah. How about we don't do that?
It just happens, Michael.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's how the trash doesn't get taken out at home.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah, listen, the kids.
Yeah,
it's really hard, right, to be a coach for the youth, because you don't know what you're going to get. First of all, it's not like you're drafting the kids.
Right, you sort of take what you get.
Yeah, you just get what you get. So, you know, if you can, in the short amount of time of a season, if you can mold them and then get them for the next season, then you're making progress. But, you know, to get kids and then you probably get a lot of kids that drop out because they got to go on vacation or they got, you know, things going on or whatever. In order to get them to that level, it's hard, man, to be a youth coach.
Phil took his coffee today.
Yeah, he's very chatty. Yeah,
this is nice.
How much time is between the season? You're normally not.
I have no idea.
It's normally not a lot of downtime.
Yeah, I don't remember when. Like summer's, there's nothing going on in summer, so that should be a solid 6 weeks of nothing.
Nice.
I would hope, but we'll see. I already told the owner of the league that I plan on doing
summer
separating
practice.
My kids and doing a silver league and a gold league.
Wait, not just separating your sons. Separating the kids on the team?
Like, here's the deal. When everybody comes back in fall, I'm going to have too many kids.
Oh.
And then, so what I would do is I'm going to take the kids that need more focus and time and energy and put them in a less competitive bracket.
Right.
And I'll still coach those kids.
So you're going to be coaching two separate teams.
I'll be coaching
like
two separate teams.
Competition and a rec league.
Yeah, I'll be coaching those two. I'll coach them at the same time for practice.
Gotcha.
But then during game time, they'll be separated.
Is this a rec league or is this AAU league?
It's a rec league.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. So you'll have two teams.
Yeah.
What if they end up playing each other?
They won't, because one will be in a silver bracket, one will be in a silver bracket, and one will be in a gold bracket.
So are there other coaches that have silver and gold?
No.
There is no other coach. I mean. I'm going to tell you right now.
He is literally doing a competition
That's what I mean. So, I mean, you would think, so who is the silver team going to play?
They'll play their own, the other silver league division teams.
So then there are other silver league players.
Oh, yes. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's no other coach that is crazy.
Oh, but like there's a silver team, but that coach only coaches a silver team.
Yeah.
Other coaches, but they get paid.
No, here's what they do. Here's what's fucked up about this league is what they'll do is they have, I've seen teams turn around and take players from the other teams.
You've mentioned
to
that.
Build
like super team.
Like, and that
super teams.
I've seen a super team now build from two of the other teams on top of what I saw last season or two seasons before.
Oh, okay. So some
now
he's already built a super team.
So like the team that's
another super team.
The
Megalodon. Aryan team?
Yeah, it's like Power Rangers when they got Titanus, like the big the Brontosaurus looking thing.
Right.
That's where they're at.
I mean, he's a Nazi over there with his Aryan team.
He is.
Is that what it would be?
One Aryan
last week he hated Hispanics. This week it's Jews.
Where now you have a super team and you get the babies from the super team and you create another super team.
Right. Yeah. Keep the Jews off, like you said, and then they play just the Christians.
Yeah, it's just the Christians now.
Oh, yeah. You'll learn all of this at security class.
I guess.
That'll happen on steps.
That far, yeah. Right. It's called steps. I don't know. Because I went on the website, looked up all the step things. They're like, some of them look pretty cool, but there's nothing that says security.
Right.
Just let us know if they go at the end, like, all right, that'll be $49.50.
Right. We need to buy the shirt, the gun, and the shoes.
From us.
Yeah. From us. Right.
Yeah. It's a one-time fee.
The guy that was security today.
It's a one-time annual fee.
$10,000. We were looking at the car, each other, and we go, I don't really feel safe. That security guy really didn't look like he was that, you know. I think he was older than I was.
Yeah, I'm going to get on
it's the
right.
Same security guy over at Dunkin' Donuts in DeLand.
Hey, you don't know how good of a shot he's got.
That is true, yeah.
So,
well, for those glasses, I hope they were good.
So I'm having some roof fuckery going on in my house.
Yes, we addressed this last week with your dumpster issue.
But it's gotten worse.
I told you it was going to. You gave them shit the first day, and now it's like... Mm.
So there's some issues in regards to pitching or something like that.
Your house doesn't have a pitch.
Well, they have to add. There is a and code makes them add a pitch.
Yeah.
Though your but your roof is flat.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to add a pitch to it so that the water slopes.
Water grades off.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So they're working with the insurance company or something like that. In the meantime, right. My roof isn't done.
So it's open?
So it's covered in tarp.
Oh, that's a big thing in Central Florida. You haven't seen that?
Well, if you remember Friday night, we had a really bad storm.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't? Did it rain out here?
No, it hit almost everybody. It hit Deltona for like a minute, but there's parts of Deltona that didn't get hit.
Yeah.
But it was really bad.
It didn't rain in my house.
It rained in my house.
I was sure. You don't have a roof.
It was so bad.
Oh, wow.
It was so bad.
Through the AC vents and everything?
Through the AC vents, in the bathroom, in the family room, in the closet, in the kitchen. Well, I mean, we were dealing with this shit at 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
Man, he drove.
So did you call and say you had 15 minutes to...
I sent them videos. Oh. And then somebody was there the next morning to work on things.
What's with your guys? They only show up in the morning.
But no one's communicating with me as to what's going on. Like, hey, really sorry about that. We'll get somebody out here and take care of it. Nothing.
You didn't get that.
It looks like that's job security for those guys.
It's like dead air. Right. So I still haven't heard as to where I'm at with this pitch.
I don't trust roofers.
It's like the guy that puts the broom. You're like, well, I need a sweeper. And he goes, I'm the sweeper.
Right. The broom in the other hand.
I am him.
And I'm punching in again.
So I'm dealing with this complete chaos, right? So we get the house at like, I don't know, 50 or 60%. We leave the buckets out or whatever. I'm like, let's just go because we're going to go to the hotel.
Oh, Joe, you're gone for the week.
For Mother's Day. I'm like, I'll take care of this.
Was that last year you did the same thing?
Or yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did. We did the same place.
Right.
This time, it was a little, a buddy of mine had actually booked at the same time.
Right.
And didn't realize it. So we all kind of hung out together.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We actually had a really good time because our kids get along well. Right. It was really cool. So, so I go back to walk the dogs and stuff because it's not far.
Right.
And, Bubbles. Yeah, Bubbles is Bubbles.
Right.
So
he had killed two roofers.
Yeah. Two roofers are already dead. They're buried up back.
Gnawing on my ankles.
So apparently when I left the house, I hadn't locked the bottom latch of his cage.
Oh.
So he slid out. Okay.
Oh, man.
And then if you look at the cameras, like he paces because there are people up on the roof.
He's right.
Pacing them for the door, the front door, the garage door, the front door, the garage door. And then he goes into my room.
Right. Looking for you.
Goes into my bathroom and the bathroom door closes.
Oh, he got trapped in a bathroom.
And he's stuck in there.
Oh, so he locked himself up.
For about 4 or 5 hours.
Bad news is dog doesn't know how to use a toilet.
Bad news is dog was not happy that he was.
So it was the door, the door trashed?
Now you gotta.
Trashed the door.
He destroyed everything. He destroyed the closet door.
The solid gold shower?
He went into the shower and destroyed everything in there, but the shower's intact.
Oh.
But there was blood.
He caught himself on something.
Yeah, he snacked. Well, from ripping open the doors. He
tore a nail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was blood everywhere in this fucking. It looked like a fucking murder scene, dude.
Pictures?
I did not take any pictures. No. I only take pictures. So I could show my distraught wife who was having a rough time with the roof. Oh, by the way, this is your bathroom? No, I'm not taking fucking pictures, Mike.
Show her.
Happy Mother's Day.
If I'd have taken pictures, I'm not going to lie to her. Did you take any photos?
No.
No, I didn't.
I took video.
No,
I didn't. I sent it to Palmer.
I didn't take any of that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't take
me in this week's show.
Any of that. So.
Okay. Oh, there's no camera in the bathroom either.
Yeah, so the next day, I was like, okay, well, I can't address this now. Walked the dogs, took care of them. Got up the next morning, and I started to clean the murder scene so that things were relatively copacetic when we arrived.
Right.
But, it wasn't bad when we got home. I cleaned up the majority of it, but it still wasn't 100%.
No, it's never 100%.
She found the evidence.
She's in there with the Xylem stuff, spraying it, and then she had the black light in there going, oh, somebody died in here.
I didn't realize that he made it into the shower. So there was blood and shit in the shower.
Well, fuck. Probably was trying to keep it off the floor.
She definitely didn't know there was no door on the hinges.
Right. Did he trash the door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it wasn't too bad. And then she looked and she saw the closet. Like the closet had those little lines for the door.
Yeah.
The louvers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The entire bottom portion of that is gone.
Oh.
Well, he just ate it.
It was destroyed.
It's in pieces.
It looked like a bomb had gone off.
Laying everywhere in the bathroom.
It got, that whole fucking bathroom got bubbled.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was bubbled.
Bubbled.
Meanwhile, the fucking roofers all left because they got scared of shit when they heard what was going on.
They're all looking down through the hole in the roof going,
oh my God, he's going to get out.
Is something dying in there?
El Diablo, El Diablo. Aquí, aquí.
So, yeah, it...
jumping up, trying to grab their feet through the holes in the roof.
It's a fucking disaster. Mm. And I'd like to get this roof done. So...
No, they're still pissed off about the dumpster.
They're not responding to me.
Of course
I said, hey, any news? Nothing. Dead air.
Now they're sitting there going, let's see him move the roof.
You want to know?
Oh, wow.
All I got to do is call DBPR, and they won't be touching any fucking roof.
I know who DDDPPR is.
Licensing.
The Department of Business Professional something.
I thought the first complaint they've had.
When you call and file a complaint against a roofing company, they can't work in the state of Florida.
Oh, well, we're calling.
They have to cease all operations.
Oh, cease and desist. Yeah. From one complaint?
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to start calling on everybody's in my neighborhood. There's no way every house in my neighborhood needs a new roof with me. Everybody's getting roofs.
Yeah.
I had mine inspected. Everybody goes, it's fine.
It's fine. Well, you're a renter.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have to pay for it.
What would you care?
I don't, but I mean, there's no need to put a roof on a house that doesn't need one.
Yeah.
My mother thinks she needs a new roof because they're all doing roofs in her neighborhood.
She might need a new roof.
No, we had it inspected. It was a leak in the front. We had it fixed.
Oh, okay.
But, well, that was a while back, right?
Yeah,
but she's got that special tile roof.
Which means it's more expensive.
Yeah, it's supposed to last 100 years.
Oh, well, the neighborhood's only 20 years old.
Sometimes, no. Those terracottas?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the biggest problem with them is if somebody cleans it.
Yeah, they crack all the tiles.
Yeah. And then it's almost impossible to find somebody that works on those. Unless you're down south.
I'm saying her neighborhood's full of them. But there is one house that's completely covered in a blue tarp. The roof.
Mm.
Just the tarp? Just the roof?
Just the roof.
Well, yeah. Let's just cover the whole house.
No, there's no termites. Just apparently a leaky roof.
All right.
There's one house in my neighborhood that's had a tarp on it for a good year now.
Holding tight.
Well, the insurance company's probably not paying.
Yeah, these fucking insurance companies, man.
It's getting to be time. It's almost time.
He's getting ready. What are we doing for the Patreon before we call him over?
We're smoking the Umbagog Razor Dog or something.
This is not the Razorback, bro.
Oh. You said the green label. I pulled out of the Umbagog tray.
This is the regular Corona Gorda.
Oh, then we got the wrong one. We're not doing this one.
Well, we need to get the other one.
And then take these off our tab.
Damaged goods.
Bro, sometimes I worry about you guys, like...
They were all the new ones.
What the fuck are we doing?
No, they're green with like bronzish gold or something.
Well, you saw me grab these. You go, oh, good, get the Coronas.
I didn't know it. No, you said, I'm getting a Corona Gorda. I didn't know. I don't you know went, what size they
Oh, good,
they
well,
have.
They'll taste better.
That's the standard Umbagog. That's not the bronze.
I like
back.
Those.
I remember before you only had like one size in Umbagogs. Now you have a whole bunch of sizes?
Yeah.
A whole tray full now.
Oh, wow.
You guys are fucking killing me.
Well, there's time between shows, Michael.
Well, you're welcome. He got you another cigar.
Don't like that one. Still got to pay for the chair. So we're doing the Umbagog Razorback.
Bronzeback.
That one too.
We went on camera on for a minute.
I'm sorry.
That's right. We're not sure if they're even working.
All right.
All right. Well, you ready, Phil?
I think they're working.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers podcast feature, Phil's Fun Facts.
Hello, peoples.
Kind of feel like Captain Kirk in the chair with the little buttons, everything on the side.
A beef cow spends 6 hours eating and 8 hours chewing its cud each day. The 6 hours is spent eating various grasses and hay. While chewing its cud, cows generally lay down and get comfortable. Cows are actually quite picky eaters, and one of the main goals with the pasture management for grasses is palatability and protein. Just like the king eats for protein, good grasses with high protein content increases gains in cattle. I just eat for 6 hours a day, so some people say I as big as a cow.
I as big as a cow.
That feels as big as a cow.
You're like Gronk on the roast. I eat for your food.
Even I know that not real money.
Me know that not real money.
Phil's Fun Facts brought to you by Cigar Hustler Podcast Patreon and brought to you by Braze Ranch in Waldo, Florida. Follow them at Braze Ranch on Instagram or Facebook for regular ranch updates and news on beef availability.
Boom.
Boom.
So there's that.
So what other fucker you got going on in your house?
I mean, that was pretty much the... I mean, my house is destroyed. My dog fucking destroyed the bathroom. What else do you want?
I mean, he didn't go into the detail about all the drywall and everything that's fucked up.
Oh, that's fucked.
Well, you didn't tell much about Brittany's Mother's Day thing at the place. With some other guy went and you and him had a good time.
That's yeah, really some other guy went we had a great... No, well, we went to Cabana Bay. This has been kind of a thing.
Right. Even Mika went, I saw.
Mika showed up. And Alicia, Brittany's best friend, showed up.
Yes.
Oh, this was Mika's first Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was her first Mother's Day. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Was she surprised about that, too?
Yeah.
And then, there's a Mother's Day.
And then, yeah, my buddy, the Lynx family, showed up. They're pretty
cool. The Lynx bus people?
Yeah, they own the Lynx bus.
That's nice.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, very successful.
Very successful. Yeah. A lot of buses.
Yeah, so many buses.
So many buses.
Yeah, they're making it a dollar at a time. You know, who knew? You know? Multi-pass for $3. It's crazy. Multi-pass.
Is that what it costs?
I have no idea.
I don't know anything.
I've never taken a bus around.
I've never taken a city bus here. I've been on it. Yeah, I would. Well, you look for the thing on the front and get on the right one.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Yeah,
I've taken the city bus down in South Florida.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah. I know how to...
taken city buses, just not the Lynx system here in Orlando.
Right.
I barely know how to navigate the ones at the freaking airport.
You fucking bougie-ass motherfucker.
He Ubers from one side of the airport to the other.
Yeah. Oh, God. Where am I?
Where's a tram? I need an Uber.
There's got to be an app to get me there. Fucking... hoity-toity motherfuckers.
All right. I don't have a whole lot of news.
But yeah, no, we had a good time. We spent... you know, there's two different pools. We spent a different day at different pools.
Right.
The kids had a blast.
Did you spend the night?
Spent the night there, you know.
Do they do breakfast there for Mother's Day?
You know what? They didn't. The breakfast actually sucked. It was terrible.
Oh,
it was
probably expensive.
Yeah, and that's usually... Yeah.
You're big on expensive food now. That's your thing.
Expensive food?
Yeah, you went Korean last week and spent
$7,000. Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, you want that motherfucker. Justice is telling me on the way home, like, oh, what do you want to do for dinner? And I'm asking mommy because it's Mother's Day.
Right.
And he says, you know, I really like to go back to Hot Pot. I looked at him and said, fuck you. We're not going to Hot Pot.
Shut up with this Hot Pot. You got me in there the first time.
Never say that name in this house again.
He's like, what do you mean? I said, we're never going back. That shit was way too expensive. So he's like, we're never going back? I said, no, we're never going back. I went, well, no, you can never say never. But
right. Listen, Justice, one day you'll turn 18. You can make all your own decisions.
Right. And you can spend all that money you've been hoarding and go buy yourself damn Hot Pot.
Justice doesn't hoard money. Jax hoards money.
Oh, I thought you said Jax wanted to go.
No, Justice said it.
He didn't even eat anything.
Justice ate. Teddy didn't eat.
I thought Justice didn't either.
No, Justice ate.
Oh.
Teddy was the one that didn't.
Teddy didn't eat it all. Yeah, I got
pelted an extra $25 for her to do nothing.
To do nothing. You couldn't even go, look, she didn't eat anything.
She didn't fucking eat.
That off?
Hey, can we remove that one? I mean, why?
Yeah, you should have asked. They probably would have.
I'm not doing this shit. No. You know what?
No.
I don't believe in
that. No, you don't believe in taking it off?
No, I believe in customer service. Right. You know, like, he saw, he knew. The server said, hey, you know what? I just went ahead and removed her because she didn't eat. You know, and I don't want to see you get paid. I don't want to see you charge for something that you didn't have. Like, that's the type of service that I look to expect.
Right. That would have been nice.
I'm like, wow, fucking A.
You
thanks,
still
would have
tipped him as if you would have paid for her.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have covered that.
Right.
But no, he was like, fuck me. So I'm like, fuck you guys. I don't come back.
And I'm not tipping. Mm-hmm. Tipping is only a city in China.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
No, it's not. The joke is it is not a city, not just a city in
China. Oh. You've been to China? I didn't know.
He has been.
Yeah.
So is Greg.
Yep. They both shot in a hole together.
No, separate.
Separate holes?
Separate holes.
Yeah.
That way you have somebody to wipe for you.
Oh.
If you both go at the same time, it's just awkward.
Yeah. Right. Makes sense.
Because there's no toilet paper. You got to do the sand.
Oh, nice. Sand.
Like a cat.
Right, like a cat. Exactly. Like a lip. That's where they got the idea.
Oh, they watch cats
they
do
watch
it.
The so cats. Like,
we do too.
Oh, we do this too. They're very good. They work fine.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What do we got going on in the news there, buddy?
Nothing. There's no news.
There's no news?
No, there's a little bit of news.
There's not even a Luciano story. Wow.
No, and he's been laying low. There's been no Luciano stories in a while.
There's only so much shit you can do.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
After PCA, everybody's already got the hang of it.
We figured it out, buddy.
Well, he's waiting for the playoffs again. That way he can see which basketball player.
From the four quarters of the world.
See who's got the money that didn't win.
Cigar Hustler Podcast Report with Mike 2.
The new Anthony Edwards cigar.
Yeah. Tyson 2.0 Undisputed by Gurkha Cigars. Gurkha Cigar Group Inc. has announced that Tyson 2.0. We ran out of ink in the printer.
We didn't even have the 1.0. What happened to?
No, this they're calling this cigar the 2.0.
Oh.
Now shipping to retailers near you. These cigars were released late in the last word is called.
Just figure it out. Just put throw last a word in there. Banana. Just
banana. Put some, yeah. Now shipping to your PCA Premium Cigar Association convention in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Banana.
You've been eagerly waiting to see what all the hype is about. You won't have to wait any longer. The Tyson 2.0 Undisputed is in the collaboration between Gurkha Cigars and LGNDS.
Legends.
It stands for Legends.
Yeah.
He's got a CBD company that's helping make
Yeah, this guy dude's just crushing it.
Right. Let's see. The Tyson 2.0 Undisputed is... I read it already.
And good for him. God damn it.
There are two different blends being released from the line. There's a Maduro blend encased in a black top humidor. The Maduro blend features a sweet San Andreas wrapper. It draws its flavor of dark chocolate and peppery spices. Are you sliding in your chair?
No, I'm perfectly fine.
You got 2 feet on the
floor. I haven't moved at all.
Habano blend encased in a gold metallic humidor. The Habano blend offers earthy notes with some peppered toast and spiciness. Both blends are made with El Artista cigars and fall into the medium body full flavor category. This unique humidor design makes these cigars stand out on retailers' shelves. The Tyson 2.0 Undisputed Cigars MSRP ranging from $19 to $19.90.
Wow.
Wow, $19 to $19.90. You know what I want to see by the end of the year?
What?
Undisputed Year of the Dragon. Let's go, baby. Fucking A. Why not one more? One more time.
There'll be a new animal next year. Yeah. Everybody will be copying them again.
So this is the one with Gurkha, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't reference the 1.0, but I understand it now.
Yeah. So the opening line of the story was Tyson 2.0 Undisputed by Gurkha Cigar.
Did you see that that Coop asked Eric Espinoza who would win in a celebrity death match?
Yes.
I did a little post about it.
I did see that, yes.
Yeah.
Espinoza said he could take you. No,
that's not what he said.
You would have to kill him.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
I'm bigger than him, but I'd have to kill him.
Right, you'd have to kill him.
Yeah.
It was Fishstick Loomis that said...
What you didn't see in my clip...
Right.
...was that Eric said, now remember who you're going to see next. He dropped that on him. So so Aaron Loomis probably felt the tension.
Oh.
You know. These media people, you guys fold like cheap fucking cards and people in front of you.
They're not going to call you because they don't ask the tough questions.
Was Fishstick the bodybuilder?
No.
No.
Fishstick's the skinny guy.
Justin was.
Yeah, there's another skinny guy.
How about that cigar?
Though.
Justin Lawler. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
He was a bodybuilder.
I always get them mixed up about that bodybuilder.
He's a homeless man that used to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
He's got the big homeless beard.
Well, that's my problem because neither one of them look like they used to be a bodybuilder.
Oh. Maybe it's Raul Julia. Maybe he used to be a bodybuilder.
No, that guy's a firefighter. Get it right.
I know he is.
For love of God.
Well, he kind of builds bodies.
We chat every once in a while. Yeah, he finds bodies.
He finds them sometimes.
Yeah. I start my day with a prayer with Raul Julia every day.
Do you?
He does it on TikTok. Raul from How About That Cigar.
Really?
Yeah. He's driving to work.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's fantastic.
Right.
You're on the show with him?
No, he does it on TikTok.
And did you see that? So we have that contest going on Postania Mafia Facebook group.
Yes, everybody's allowed to post pictures with their family but me.
Yeah. Well,
I was going to post a picture with my mother because nobody was doing
Your mom's not going to be a cigar smoker.
You never know. She might forget. Look, she's not supposed to be.
You doing that post
might puts
a mockery on this contest and what it's supposed to do.
So now everybody's posting pictures with their parents just holding cigars. They're not even lit.
I knew he was going to say it because I was waiting for it to come out.
So who did it? Who did that?
Mark Gordon just did one with some guy he's working with, and somebody else did too.
Mark Gordon, that guy's a cigar guy.
Mark Gordon is?
That guy is ready to become into the realm of smoking cigars.
The guy he took the picture with?
Yeah.
That wasn't even a lit cigar.
Well, they're in the office.
I thought the idea is you're supposed to take a picture smoking a cigar with someone.
You're supposed to, but I know that that's...
I sent you a picture. You said I had to take one with my father, so I sent you...
You took a picture of your dad's urn with the cigar.
Wow.
I had to get the nameplate so you knew what it was.
Wow.
I said, wow, that's nice.
Make sure this wasn't the cookie jar. This is the urn jar. I just sneaked
in there on Mother's Day, too, and take that picture.
He clicks. The cigar is still in cellophane, so it doesn't count.
Well, I had to take a small cigar I had. I had to do it fast. Nobody went, what are you doing? I went and said, hi, Dad.
Saying hi to that. I miss him.
It was Mother's Day. Wow. I'd say hi.
Wow.
Diesel Whiskey Row Founders Collection. M-I-Z-U-N-A-R-A.
So anyways, if you want to be part of this
sorry,
contest,
back to your contest.
Jump on the Facebook
But I'm one for him.
Jump on the Facebook group and join our Postanya Mafia. And we're giving away some...
One percenter. I do like your one percenter logo. I do like that.
You like that?
Yeah, it should be a t-shirt.
T-shirt?
Yeah.
I should
get it. It has to be a good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
With his 1%.
Right. I mean, you did super P's to the one percenters.
Yeah. I only have to make like five.
So how do you do the different color?
You have to do a vinyl-y layer it or just have it screened.
Screen printed somewhere. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm excited about it. Got some people.
How much longer do they have?
To the end of the month.
Oh. Yeah, it's for the whole month.
Was it for the whole month?
Yeah.
There was no angry video today.
No, I'll work on that. I got a microphone too, by the way. You
Oh, did it finally come?
Yeah. Microphone?
I thought you forgot.
You're the worst troll on the fucking planet.
I'm really good at it.
You could troll all you want, but just remember, you're always in arm's reach for me. Okay?
Not always.
At some point in the day. So before you write something, you're like, wait a second.
I thought you forgot. You've forgotten before.
No, I didn't forget. The microphone sounded like ass, so I bought a fucking $100 fucking microphone.
We're just bleeding money around here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Personally.
Actually, that was put on Greg's credit card.
On a personal level, on a business level, we are hemorrhaging cash. Yeah.
Well, you do a lot of videos for the shop. You could have charged that to them.
Mostly the videos. Budget pretty tight up top, buddy.
I mean, compared to us.
Here's what's going
on. I know we didn't pay for the microphone.
Let me tell you what. Maybe I should hold this for Patreon.
Hold it.
But there's something going. There's this thing that's going on in the industry right now as far as retailers are concerned that you can see it.
Right.
That makes it dynamically special as far as how everybody's kind of dealing with things.
Oh, yeah. Say that because I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
All right, this is it for the show. This has been episode 333. We're going right to the Patreon.
Okay, bye.
Justin Andrews is not in country. You think he'll answer the phone?
He never answers. You want me to call him? Tell me about Diesel. I'll call
him. Diesel Whiskey Row Founders Collection. I don't know how you pronounce this word. Mizorana?
Banana.
Arrives in stores.
It's banana.
It's 2018. General Cigar Company has partnered with Rabbit Hole Distillery to create a Diesel brand cigars that are made in part by using barrels that previously held Rabbit Hole bourbon.
Yeah, they were giving away that bar for a while.
The newest release is centered around barrels that were made of Japanese oak, Mizorana oak. The Diesel Whiskey Row founder. Do I need to hit the button?
Sure, hit a button. No, we're good.
Oh. Diesel Whiskey Row Founders Collection is a 652 Toro that uses a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper over Nicaraguan Habano bananas, tobacco banana. For the binder and filler. The Habano binder was aged in the Japanese oak barrels that were used to age Rabbit Hole 15-year-old Founders Collection bourbon. Like other Diesel cigars, it's made at Tabacalera, AJ Fernandez Cigars in Nicaragua. The MSRP is $15.99 per cigar and sold in boxes of 10 cigars. The Diesel Whiskey Row Founders Collection is already on sale at retailers.
What the fuck is that? That's the memory. That's when you're
international ringer. Wow, it sounds like we're being attacked.
Been a lot better if the ringer's like,
ching-a-ling-a-ling. Ching-a-ling-a-ling. Ching-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Like that one movie.
Well, we know he's not in a fucking meeting. He's out of the country.
Right. Unless he's...
Your call has been
forwarded. Oh, my God.
Automatic voice message system.
Unbelievable.
Well, things are tight. Maybe they cut back his international plan.
That motherfucker's driving around in a Hennessy fucking Raptor.
Nicaragua. He's not.
In Nicaragua. It's a Florida Cana rapper.
Right. Is he in Nica?
Dominican Republic.
That's a totally different country, sir.
Yes, I understand. Well, he's not driving around there in a Raptor.
I just texted him. You're out of the country. You're not in a meeting.
What was that? Diplomatico? Is that what Dominicans drink? I'm not sure.
I know he hates Dominicans not too.
Now we're going against the Dominicans.
He's so racist now. When did I stop becoming racist?
When did you become like
nice guy now? Look at this.
Wow.
Must be DJing. He must.
How about the hat you're wearing?
Oh, it's from Bill.
Bill?
I don't. I'm terrible. With
Ben.
Ben. I was so close. I was so close.
Fucking Bill.
So close.
Remember, he's got a memory.
It's a hell of a hat.
He was very nice, and he asked me if he could make a hat. I said, certainly, you can make a hat. Fine. He goes, well, I'm going to make two. And I go, okay, if you need two hats, that's fine. Yeah, he goes, no, I'll send you one. I was like, completely not necessary. Not necessary at all. But he still. So he had the patch made. Yeah. It even has the little penis is just like the band.
Yeah.
And then he's a hunter type guy, so he went in camo.
I love that. So, I mean, he nailed it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I got to be honest. Since you've had that hat, right. I haven't seen you without that hat.
Oh.
I like. You're always wearing this fucking hat?
I like to wear hats.
Yeah.
My profile picture on social media right now is me in the hat.
So shout out to Ben. Good yes. job,
and
buddy.
Bill, whoever that is.
And then yeah, his friend Bill.
And his friend Bill. Yeah. His friend Bill. Oh, you know the BDPs that sold last week? Those two five-packs that I boxed up on Friday?
Yeah.
He got the guy to buy them.
I believe it.
He sent me the text message between the two. The guy was looking for a cigar. He goes, oh, well, you have to get this one.
It's an amazing cigar.
It is. It's a very good cigar.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Mr. Henninger needs to buy some more, too, apparently. So
he does.
Yes. He did something to the one he had or something.
He smoked them.
Oh, I thought he said something happened to it. Is that what he meant when he said something happened to it? Yeah. He smoked them? Oh.
He smokes them. He loves them. It's one of his favorite cigars.
It's a good cigar.
It really is.
It is. Oh, my camera's off.
Yeah, we're back at two because we were talking.
All right, Jay.
Cameraman's actually doing his job.
Jay London ships the Mr. London.
Maybe because there's no table.
Jay London. What's Jay London?
Jay London Cigars.
Yes.
Shipping the Mr. London cigar.
Mr. London.
Jay London Cigars' newest limited edition, the Mr. London's on the way to stores. It's a 5.5x54 Vitola that the company owner, Jonathan Fiat, calls a super Robusto.
Very nice guy.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you met him.
I don't remember people. I'm old.
He just said Bill fucking got him the hat.
Yeah, Bill got me the hat.
I mean, Ben has been a huge fan of the show forever.
How do you remember any of us?
And he's a member of the Patreon.
I give people nicknames.
He's a member of the Patreon. He like, did you red light today? No.
No, I didn't.
Fucking so Ben's nickname is Bill.
I did at Home Depot this morning.
Oh, and they don't have red lights there.
No. Yeah. Well, they might. I don't know.
Yeah. Why did they go to Home Depot?
I was looking for the wire cover things.
Oh.
But they only have white.
Yeah.
I would look. Might as well just leave them exposed at that point.
Yeah.
Because the wires themselves are black.
Right. Which Phil is not okay with.
That they're white? Or black?
That they're
black. Oh, yeah. He doesn't like that.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't like that. Let's see. The cigar's introduction to Mr. London, Fiat said, Mr. London is a character I use in different limited edition releases. Years ago, a friend of mine created the character for me, and I was honored. I told him I would someday use that character as a series of cigars. It felt fitting.
So there you go. Jay London Cigars.
Jay London Cigars made the Mr. London.
Mr. London.
Don't they make all the telephone booth ones?
They do.
Ah, okay.
They most certainly do.
And that's it. There's a back page.
Hold on. It for the news?
Oh, no.
Holy shit, dude. There's very light news.
It is. It was light news. There's just a lot of announcements. This is shipping, that shipping, this is shipping, that is shipping. That time of year. Dylan Austin is out at Davidoff. Dylan Austin is no longer leading Davidoff U.S. operations. The Swiss company confirmed to Cigars or Podcast that Austin is no longer with the company. He was most recently president of Davidoff of Geneva Americas and is the head of the company U.S. operations.
He did Comanche, right? He didn't help that?
We can read on and find out.
Sure, let's find out.
I don't know.
Just read it.
I'm trying to get back with it.
Read.
No replacement has been named. Davidoff's statement regarding the departure listed his position as vice president of Davidoff. So there's a conflict. He says he's president. Everybody knew he was the president.
Now I'm the captain.
Quitting, now that he's quitting or he's gone, he was the former vice president.
No, you're not the president.
And not the president. Let's see. Ottinger Davidoff named Dylan.
That's like Kamala Harris. I'm the president. No, you're not. You're not the president.
Dylan Austin for his dedication and contribution to the company and his brand of 17 years of service and wishes him all the best in the future endeavors. The parent company and a statement to Half Wheel, effective immediately and until the succession plan is defined, Zach Medwin, commercial director, and Lara Frazier, director, head of marketing and retail, will assume an ad interim responsibility as ad interim president and ad interim vice president.
I should throw my hat in for this.
Davidoff Geneva.
VP or P?
You should be.
Yeah. Right? Run Davidoff.
Respectfully, strongly supported by the management team of Davidoff AG, Austin declined to comment.
Yeah. I'd run Davidoff.
You think Matt Booth will know why he quit? Isn't he tight with Davidoff?
No, he's not tight with Davidoff.
I thought he used to be.
No, they had a major falling out.
Oh. When he got the helicopter?
No, that's like he started with them. They merged or whatever, right. And then they. Not good. I'll never give you the full story either.
Only reason I pulled. Oh well, maybe
I'm like, what happened?
He hasn't been answering Patreon, my calls. Patreon.
He hasn't been answering my calls lately.
We called him last time on the show. We hung up on him,
and he refused to.
That sounds pretty juicy stuff. You should put that on the Patreon. That's pretty.
No,
juicy.
He's gonna explain to us why retailers aren't working or something.
He's gonna. He's not gonna answer.
Listen, let me tell you about this. The poop is huge.
That's a lot of
busy.
Oh, is that the international ringer?
Who has a busy signal?
Someone with a golden helicopter.
That's right. Somebody with a golden helicopter.
That was weird.
Misdialed. You must have been misdialed.
I just hit Matt Booth and I hit the button.
Oh, he's got you blocked.
Oh, you know, he's probably upset about me causing the rift between him and Herklotz.
Herklotz and I are now friends on
Facebook.
You know, you should call.
It says it's calling.
You should call Herklotz.
Oh, wow.
And then have Herklotz three-way in.
Yeah. That'd be funny. Hey, I got a guy on the phone. We were just talking, and we wanted to ask you a question, Matt. And you go, oh, okay, hold on. You bring him in. Now, Michael. We were planning a trip, and we heard you know a good restaurant in San Diego.
Yeah.
And then hang up on him after he says what it is.
All right, thanks,
oh,
man.
Yeah, you should go to the blah, blah, blah pizza place. Okay,
no,
thank
that's
you.
That's not click. How he would say, you douchebags.
You douchebag.
Why would you do this to me?
Habano's essay is reducing supplies of Cuban cigars to Switzerland.
Yeah, but if you're reducing them, it means because no one's buying them.
The supply of Cuban cigars in
Send
Switzerland
less.
Will be reduced.
Yeah, we're going to send
a
less.
A move that could signal yet another transformational change in how Cuban cigars are sold around the world.
Enter all back, around the world.
The Swiss distributor.
The Swiss,
distributor of Cuban cigars made the announcement in the letter sent to retailers last month. In the letter, the distributor reported told its customers that Habano's S.A. was cutting their supply of Cuban cigars that would be sent to Switzerland.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We kept ordering them, and we can't move them as fast as we wanted, so now we don't get as many.
The reason for this move is that Habano's S.A. is shifting supplies from distributors it partially owns to distributors that are majority of entirely owned by... it's very confusing.
Okay.
There's other people distributing them. Other people are distributing
in Switzerland?
Them. Yes.
We're sending them to somebody else.
That Habano's also owns.
Ah.
So we could send them direct, or we can send them to these other people that we own, too. So
we call this vertical integration.
Right. So now we're not sending them. Yes. They're sending them.
To them. We're sending them to ourselves in Switzerland.
Basically, is what it is. It's a joint venture owned by half by Cuban government.
Anthony Edwards.
And the other
and
half by
Luciano?
The Asian Livestock.
Oh.
No.
Luciano's
no,
not?
No, Luciano's
no,
stories.
No, he didn't claim those?
His representative for Enterback AG declined to comment. Okay, now that's all the story.
That's all the stories?
That was all the stories. I started to do one, but it turned out it was a review. They slide those in. They get very tricky. Talk about
it?
A new cigar. I don't remember. It was something.
Doesn't surprise me.
It wasn't a brand I was familiar with.
I don't remember.
But it was a weird name.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was.
No idea.
No. You got a shop of the week? We got 10 minutes. I'm doing fine.
I do have a shop of the week.
All right. I have to unpair you. I don't know how this is going to work.
Why? You have to unpair me?
Because I have to go to a different screen.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm ready.
Cigars on the Ave.
Shop of the Week, Cigars on the Ave. Where are they, Shop of the Week? You going there today?
I went by them on Friday and gave them a re-up. Postlanda, Connecticut. Yeah.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
Delicious.
You got a listener of the week?
Yeah.
Who's the listener of the week?
Ben Wilhelmy.
Bill Wilhelmy, listener of the week, the Hat Man.
Because that guy is fucking awesome.
He is.
And you know what? Guy. He deserves to have his name properly recognized.
Oh, you're so nice. Look at the camera.
I like you.
Camera one, please.
Properly recognized. Oh, you got to take that off.
Yeah, I got to take that off.
Gone, he's gone. Yeah. He's now part of the FA crew.
Yeah, FA.
Never. Cigar Hustler is the goddamn fucking best.
That's the one we need now.
Yeah. This. Oh, you know what? The other one would have done well with us because we'll roll with bananas so many
times. Bananas.
Oh, yeah. Show's gonna be bananas.
Show's gonna be bananas. All right. Well, hey.
All right. It's been episode 333 of the Cigars or Podcast. 333. With the blue chairs.
With the blue chairs. 333.
You should get blankets and just cover them.
Oh, blankets?
Well, we'll find out
next
week.
We need those apron things now so we don't burn the chairs.
Yeah,
that
would be perfect. Yeah. Kickstart.
$795 on Kickstarter.
For what?
An apron. You put it across your lap. It'll cover the edge of the chair, too, so you don't burn the arms of the chair.
Yeah.
Is it rubber?
No. It's flame retardant.
Yeah. It's $795?
No, it's not that much.
Oh.
It's $200 or something.
$200-something dollars, yeah. It's this big thing that covers your lap.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it. Black guys make it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry about that, Mr. Camo Hat.
It was a gift.
Wow. So camo hats make him racist?
It could. It could.
Wow.
It could.
Randy Moss says otherwise.
No, hunters are all racist, apparently, too.
Oh, wow. Wow. Look at him.
All right. I got to go get the right cigars, apparently.
Yeah.
Go get the right cigars. We got to go. Bye.
Patreon.
The Razorbacks.
The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners, and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.